This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Following a widely expected landslide victory in British elections Thursday, Labour leader Keir Starmer officially became Britain's Prime Minister Friday after a private ceremony with King Charles III in Buckingham Palace and his arrival at the British Prime Minister's residence in London, 10 Downing Street. AP correspondent Noon Kim reports.
In his first speech as PM, Starmer vows to lead a government of service, marking the beginning of a new Britain.
Politics can be a force for good. We will show that. We've changed the Labour Party, returned it to service, and that is how we will govern. Country first, party second.
Starmer wants citizens of all political colours to join his project of change with stability.
I invite you all to join this government of service in the mission of national renewal.
Outgoing leader Rishi Sunak earlier offered his resignation to the King after his party's crushing defeat. Nayan Kim, London.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Friday negotiations to reach a ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war will resume next week after Israel's intelligence chief returned from talks in Doha. Netanyahu's office said gaps still exist between both sides in regard to an agreement for a ceasefire and hostage release. Israel said it would resume the negotiations as Hamas updated its ceasefire proposal, and Mossad Director David Barnea went back to Israel to talk with its government, according to Reuters News Service. A Hamas spokesperson said Friday amendments it proposed to the U.S. plan for a Gaza ceasefire got a positive response from mediators, though they said the Israeli position is not clear. President Joe Biden is fighting to save his endangered re-election effort as he holds a rally in Wisconsin and sits down for a network television interview there on Friday. This is VOA News. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban visited Moscow for a rare meeting by a European leader with Russian President Vladimir Putin and discussed peace proposals for Ukraine. Orban made the visit just days after his nation assumed the rotating presidency of the European Union and after he made a similar unannounced trip to Ukraine. Friday's visit triggered condemnation from Ukraine and some European officials who said he had no mandate for discussions beyond bilateral relations. Hungary is also a NATO member, and during a news briefing in Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Orban told him about the trip ahead of time. Stoltenberg said he assured reporters when it came to peace in Ukraine, Hungary was on the same page as other NATO allies.
And all allies, also Hungary, agrees that Russia is responsible for the war, Russia is the perpetrator, and Russia can end this war today by stop attacking Ukraine.
Hurricane Beryl came ashore Friday on Mexico's coast as a Category 2 storm after cutting a deadly swath across the Caribbean, and it's not done yet, as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A piece of metal twisting in the wind at a Cancun resort as Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Power is out in many places. 4 to 8 inches of rain is expected to fall as the storm marches to the west-northwest. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Beryl will weaken from crossing land, but will likely regain hurricane strength over the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days.
Heavy rainfall along the northeastern Mexico, lower and middle Texas coast, beginning late Sunday and into Monday.
Rip currents will also be a threat. Hurricane Beryl's blamed for nearly a dozen deaths as it tore through the Windward Islands earlier in the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Speaking to reporters in Geneva this week, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, called out narratives used by politicians that dehumanize migrants, asylum seekers, and others for political gain. France's national rally, for example, has made anti-immigration the centerpiece of its platform and has been criticized in the past for racist and anti-Semitic comments. Turk said such actions should be considered warning signs.
We need to be very vigilant because especially history tells us, in particular in Europe, that the vilification of the other, that the denigration of the other is a harbinger for worse to come. And yes, it's an alarm bell that we need to ring.
Far-right parties made gains in the European Parliament last month, and France is holding a runoff election on Sunday, where opponents of its far-right anti-immigrant national rally are seeking to block them from power. More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.